This is Reverend Ann Presswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day 19 of our 25 Clients in 25 Days program. Today's topic, what if I build it and they don't come, right? Have you ever had that thought? Yeah, okay, fine, Ann, this is a great idea. I love the concept. Yeah, okay, I'm going to follow my dream. But what if I do all this work? All this work and then nothing happens, right? I don't get the clients, I don't get the business, I don't get the money, I don't get the sustainable business, I keep working my ass off, all of that. What if that happens? All of us have those thoughts somewhere inside of ourselves, even a little bit. We have them. We have that fear. We have the concern that it's all for naught. I'm chasing a dream. I'm chasing this vision, this you know, this hope that something's going to work, but yeah, who knows? If you build it, they will come. Yeah, but what if they don't? Yeah, but. Every yeah, but that you have, every yeah, but that I have, that's our opportunity, that's our trigger, that's our chance to clear it out so that we don't carry it forward with us into the future. So that we don't carry it forward with us when we have those conversations, when we market our work, when we offer our work to whomever. Super, super important to clear out the yeah buts. And this is a big yeah but for many of us. Yeah, but what if it doesn't happen? Yeah, but what if? Yeah, but. Taking a nice deep breath. Let's call in our guides and our angels and say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to clear out this shit that keeps me from recognizing how I'm moving forward, from seeing the myriad ways in which I am expanding into who I came to be and trusting that each step, even when it looks like it might be something that is going backwards, is actually not. It's not. It's moving me forward. Thank you. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for the understanding. Thank you for the help. Thank you for the downloads. Thank you for the support. I am grateful. And so it is. All right. Four spotter karate chop. Oh. Even though there are times that I find myself frustrated. I'm not moving fast enough. My vision isn't happening fast enough. Things aren't getting done quickly enough. My dream isn't manifesting the way I want it to, the way I know it is supposed to, the way I know, the way I can see it and feel it. It's not happening the way I have asked for it to, even though that is true. It's only part of the story. It's only the beginning place of the story, not the place that I am staying. It's just a place I'm moving through. Just a place I'm moving through. Even though I feel like sometimes in building this, it's never going to happen. Or it sure isn't going to happen in my lifetime. It's not going to happen quickly enough. I won't get the clients. I won't get the money. I won't have the structure in place. I won't get the things implemented quickly enough. I won't have enough success. All of those things, they stop me. They stop me from taking more action. They stop me from moving forward. They stop me from believing more powerfully, deeper within myself that I've got this, that the divine has my back. I know what I'm doing, even if it feels like I don't. That I don't have to carry this story forward. that I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have to carry this story forward. A story of frustration, a story of powerlessness, a story of impotence, a story of I can't do this good enough. It's not happening, so therefore it must be I shouldn't do it. It's not easy enough. It should fucking be easy. I mean, if you wanted me to do this, God damn it, why didn't you make it easy? I'm willing to change my relationship with ease. I'm willing to recognize where things are now easy when once upon a time they weren't. I'm willing to see how ease is now filling my life in many ways. And this is just the next step. I'm willing to claim ease in my life, in my business, in my work, in my money, in my calling in of clients. I'm willing to say yes to ease, to say yes to myself that I can do this. I've got this. I know what to do next. All I have to do is ask. Ask myself, ask my guidance, and call it in. Trust. To have faith. To be a little bit like Noah. I don't have to be fully Noah, but if I can pull on Noah a little bit, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, I can learn what true faith looks like. I can be true faith. I can be like Harriet Tubman. I can be like Kevin Costner's character, or many, many others who have shown us what it looks like to have faith. I find the person who inspires me most, and I learn from them. I'm willing to claim that I know what to do. I'm willing to claim I've got this. I'm willing to claim that this is something I know. I'm willing to own that. I'm willing because there's a part of me that knows when I own that, everything changes. I'm ready for everything to change in a very beautiful, powerful, positive way. I am willing. I say yes to myself, to the divine, to my vision, to my faith. I say yes. I say yes. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, everybody, nice deep breath. All right, Divine Ones, thank you for sharing. Thank you for being here live on the call. This has been amazing, an amazing call. You are amazing, showing up, sharing who you are with the world. Amazing. Thank you. Go get your divine on. We'll see you on the call tomorrow, everybody. Bye now.